In Chelik Hey, Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Pesach, we're discussing the Hafrashas Chala aspects of baking matzah on Pesach. So we're in Siman Tov Nun Zayin, Sif Beit. So we've had a long break. So let's go quickly through the Machadra. This is based on the Mishnah, Psachim, Andaf, Memvav. Tov Nun Zayin Beis. I think we did the Machadra. We'll go through it quickly, then we'll do the Ramah. Halosh isa b'yantif shel Pesach. One is making matzah. He's kneading dough to make matzah on the first day of Pesach. So he has a problem. So what should he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yikra shem l'chala ad sh'teofem. You should first bake the entire dough, and then you'll be mafresh chala after it's already baked. Why do you have to do it this way? Shem yikra lo shem. Because if you mafresh chala in dough form, now you're stuck. So you can't bake it because it's tame, the coin's tame, no one's allowed to eat it, you're only allowed to bake something on yantif that someone can eat. So you're stuck with it. If you leave it in its dough form, tachmetz, it'll become chametz. That's also a problem. The ain rashai the sar for yantif, you want to burn it like you perhaps usually do, you're not allowed to burn kachim on yantif. So you're stuck. And therefore you should first bake it. Oh, how can I bake it if I'm not allowed to eat it? No, I'm baking everything before I'm mafrish challah. Each and every piece here can be eaten. It's true, I can't eat everything. But each and every piece can be eaten, therefore I'm allowed to bake it first. And then after it's baked, I can be mafrish challah. And if you forgot, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'mshachav hakar l'shem etzilenu l'tzonen v'yimne'ena milahachnitz. If you forgot and you gave it a shem challah in dough form, so you have a problem. You're not allowed to bake it. You're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to leave it around. What you do, you should throw it into cold water and make sure it doesn't become chametz. Okay. Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf. Hamachaber Mayri B'chalas Eretz Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing chala in Eretz Yisrael. She'ena ne'echeles l'kohanim b'zman hazeh, that's not allowed to be eaten nowadays by the Kohanim. She'kulanu t'mei meisim, because all of us, including the Kohen, are considered to be t'mei meis. Not only that, v'nit meis ha'chala, and the chala is tamei. We are tamei, the Kohen's tamei, the chala is tamei, everything's tamei. And there, v'asur l'achil afilu l'kohen tahor, you're not allowed to give it even to a Kohen tahor, because the chala itself is tamei. Therefore, I'm not allowed to bake it on yantif. That's why I have a problem, because you can't bake something on yantif that can't be eaten. And therefore, the Mechaber stops where he stopped. The Haramah, we didn't start the Ramah yet, but continues the Mishnah. The Ramah now is going to give us a new advice, a new Eitzah that the Mechaber did not give us, because they're talking about different cases. The Ramah lived in Poland. The Mechaber, I don't know when he wrote his Shulchan Aruch, but at some point, he's buried in Tzfat. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Mechaber is talking about Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Chalas Eretz Yisrael cannot be eaten. No way, no how. And therefore, he doesn't give us that option. Therefore, you can't bake it. You can't bake it because you can't eat it. However, the Ramah now is going to introduce the idea that it can be eaten because the Ramah is dealing with chalas chutz la'aretz. And we've already discussed and seen and mentioned a number of times that the Gemara Bechoros and Daf Chav Zayin tells us that chalas chutz la'aretz is only also to be eaten for someone who had tumah come out of his body. But tamei meis, he came in contact with a dead body, and everything in chutz la'aretz is considered to be tamei. So that's no problem. The only problem is tumah sheyotze migufo. He's a bal keri. He had a seminal emission. Otherwise, there's no problem to eat the chalas chutz la'aretz. Now, the Gemara talks about giving chalas chutz la'aretz to a kohen katan. Why kohen katan? Because a kohen katan is not yet at an age where katan means under the age of 9. They say, where he can't become a bal keri. He doesn't have a shechva zer yet. Now, so the Gemara talks about giving it to a kohen katan. Rashi says, if you have an adult who went to the mikveh, so then he's like a kohen katan, and that's okay. And Tosa says it's a tema, ksas tema. Why does the Gemara specifically say katan? A gadol also. As long as he went to the mikveh, so he's okay, he's like a katan. Because the problem is not other types of tumah. The problem is tumah that comes out of his body. But once he goes to the mikvah, so he's not tumah anymore from the tumah that comes out of his body. According to Rashi and Tosis, there's no difference between a katan and a gadol who had tumah come out of his body and he went to the mikvah. Now, the Rif only brings down Kohen Katan. And the Ran brings down a discussion. The Baal Amor asks Akasha, why does the Rif limit it to Kohen Katan? Rashi, necessarily quote Rashi and Tosis, but Rashi and Tosis say, just have a go to go to the mikvah. So why is the Rif not mentioned? He only mentions the Kohen Katan. And the Ran gives two answers why the Rif limits it to a Kohen Katan. Okay. One is that now we have a dough. If we want to be mafresh challah in the dough form, which is really the best way to do it, so that's yantiv. I can't bake it if it can't be eaten. Okay, I have a kohen katan. The kohen katan can eat it. If the kohen katan can eat it, I can bake it. What about having a kohen gadol? I don't mean a high priest. A kohen who's a gadol. So says the Ran, no, because the kohen gadol has to go to the mikvah. Because he already saw Kerry. He has to go to the mikvah. That's what's called mechuser maisa. He's missing something. In his current state, he cannot eat the challah. Therefore, you're not going to bake it for him. Oh, he could go to the mikvah. That could go to the mikvah is not good enough. That's one answer that the Ran brings down. The other answer he brings down is that it could be that it's not enough to go to the mikvah. He has to wait till nightfall. Just like the Kohen can't eat truma until nightfall, you have to wait till what's called Harav Shemesh, till the sun goes down, till nightfall. So if you have to wait till nightfall, he goes to the mikveh now on Yantif. It doesn't help him because he can't eat it until Chalamoy. I'm not allowed to bake on Yantif for something that I can't eat until Chalamoy, until the next day. So those are the two answers that the Ran brings down, and they are discussed in Halacha. Let's see how the Ramah plays this out. Hagar note says Ramah. We're in Hukkas Pesach. Tof nun zayin sif beis. Hagad note says Ramah. Vimyesh kohen katan shelo ra'a keri. If you have a kohen katan that did not see keri. O gadol shatova lekirya, or a gadol who went to the mikvah for the keri that he saw. Mutarim lefas a challah bishvilo. I'm allowed to bake the challah for him because he's allowed to eat it. Let's go back down to the Mishnah Berurah sif katan chaf. So that's what the Mechaber was saying. That's what the Mishnah Berurah was saying. The Mechaber doesn't talk about this. He's talking about Challah Eretz Yisrael. Challah is Eretz Yisrael. There's no way to eat it. No way, no how. Therefore, this option of giving it to a Kohen Katan is not mentioned by the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about Challah Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah is talking about Challah Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, he brings in this topic, the idea that you can give it to a Kohen Katan. And most Rishonim hold you can give it to a Kohen Gadol as long as he went to the mikvah. That's based on the Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Chav Zayin. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav, the third or fourth line. V'haramah mari b'chalas chutz la'aretz she'ena asur el misha tumah yotzal migufo. The Ramah is talking about a different case. He's talking about chalas chutz la'aretz. Chalas chutz la'aretz is only asur to be eaten by a kohen who had tumah coming out of his body. You can go on zav or bal keri. Let's leave zav aside. Nowadays we don't really have zav. A bal keri. Ava kohen ha tohar mizav umikeri. Kegon kohen katan pachas mi benteish shanim v'yom echa she'ein o matame bekeri. A kohen katan who's under 9 years old, the Shabbat says, is not matame bekeri, and therefore there's no problem. He can eat the challah. The challah is chutzlatz, and therefore I'm allowed to bake it on yantiv. Who's going to eat it? The kohen katan. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over here is that a katan under 9 years old ain't a matami bekeri. What if the boy is 8 years old and he's motzi shechva zara? So, that the Magen Avraham wants to say that if he's not 9 years old, he probably was not motzi shechva zara. But if he would be motzi shechva zara, he'd be tamei like everybody else. And all the achronim jump on the Magen Avraham. And they say, no way, no how. The Chok Yaakov, the Chasam Sofer, Dogel Mervava, they say, no. If an eight-year-old sees carry, it's zero. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Ein matami b'keri. Even if he sees carry, it's not halachically carry, it doesn't count. Look at the Sharat Tzir and Sifkaton Lamed Aleph. Chok Yaakov, Usharchom, Delok, Komagin Avraham. Because the Magin Avraham holds he could be matami b'keri, just not very likely. But the other Achorim hold, no, that's by perhaps by Ziva, which is something else. But carry, even if the 8-year-old sees carry, halachically it's zero. The gam, continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, the gam in Estam lo ra ziva, okay, he doesn't have this tumma ziva, which is something else, kevin shupachas min bentesha, because he's less than nine years old. The other option, gadol shetava lekirya, or a gadol who saw keri, but he went to the mikvah. So these people, rashai lecho chalas chutzlaris, he's allowed to eat chalas chutzlaris. Like we already learned in Yerod Hashin Chabez. Therefore, the Ramah gives us this option. If you have a Dimyesh Kohen Katan, the option Kar Lashem Chala, you separate Chala in the dough for, no problem, you can bake it. Oh, how can you bake something on Yod? No one's going to eat it. Someone's going to eat it. Who's going to eat it? Either the Kohen Katan, under 9 years old, or the Kohen Gadol went to the Mikvah. Because it is fit to be eaten. Now the lashon here of the Ramah is gadol shetoval likirya, past tense. Not that the gadol, which fits into what we said from the Ram. Right now, if he didn't yet go to the mikvah, his tameh, we would not necessarily let you bake it because he's going to go to the mikvah. He's mechusar ma'aseh. Didn't yet go to the mikvah. He's in his current state. He's not fit to eat that challah, and therefore you would not be allowed to bake it for him. The Mishnah Berurah does not discuss this, but in the fancy Friedman Shulchan Aruch, in the Otzim Mefarshim at the bottom, he brings down from the Buchacher, who brings down from the Pri Chadosh, that if he is not yet gone to the mikvah, it's going to be a problem. He's mechusar ma'isa, like the Ran said. And since he's mechusar ma'isa, he's lacking in action to make him fit to eat the challah. You can't bake challah based on the premise that he could go to the mikvah. That's not good enough. Only if he already went to the mikvah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss that. The other issue that the Ran mentioned is maybe it's not enough to go to the mikvah because you need to wait till nightfall. So the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Kato Chaf Aleph, says, Gadol Shetovah Lekirya, Ratzel Omar, Afa Pishalo Herif Shemesh. Even though he did not have nightfall. So the truth is that we already saw this also in Shin Chaf Beis Sif Hei, a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Mo. The Shulchan Aruch says he goes to the mikvah, he can eat the challah, Chalas Chutzlos, he doesn't need to wait for nightfall. The Ramah over there, Shin Chabez Hezviyesh, oh, maybe that he does need to have to wait for nightfall. Here the Mishnah Berurah is paskening, he does not need to wait for nightfall. In the Chelkas Binyamin over there, in Shin Chabez Hey, in the Biurim, he brings down that the Prima Godim over here paskens that even the Ramah over there, even though he brings down the strict opinion to wait for nightfall, La Halacha, he doesn't really hold that way, La Halacha, the Ramah would be lenient like the Mechaber. Be that as it may, the psak of the Mishnah Berurah here is that even though he did not have nightfall, it's still okay. Okay, so I have the dough. I'll make it challah. Is that okay? Yes. I can bake it now. I can give it to a katan, or I can give it to a gadol who's already gone to the mikvah. And according to the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, even if he went to the mikvah today and he doesn't have nightfall, that's okay. Continues now the Ramah. The Yesh Omrim She'ein Ma'achilin Chalab Ezman Azeh L'Shum Kohen. Some say, no such thing, even in Chutzlars. Nowadays, we don't do this. It's true. It's an explicit Gemara B'choros Chav Zayin. But we don't do this. We don't let a Kohen, even a Kohen Katan, eat Chalas Chutzlars. No way, no how. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredea, Shin Chabez Hey, brings down that the Kohen does eat it. The Ramah over there, Shin Chabez Hey, gives a bracha. If a Kohen eats Chalas Chutz La'aretz, what bracha does he say? So the Ramah over there sounds like he can eat it. He's telling you what bracha to make. He's doing a mitzvah by eating the challah, the Kohen eating the challah. Over here, the way the Ramah formulates it, first he told us if you have a Kohen Katan or a Gadol went to the mikvah, you can bake it, it's okay, you can eat it. And some say that he can't eat it nowadays. So that's a Stam and a Yesh Omrim. When the Ramah or the Mechaber have a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, the main opinion is the first opinion. And the first opinion is that he can eat it. Now, this is discussed at length in the Shach in Shin Chavei Sivkatan Tes. And there he says that the Maharshal did not let the Kohen eat it. Why? Because we are suspect that the Kohanim are not really Kohanim. The Maharil says the same thing. I have a hard time with this. Now, the Magen Avraham over here also says that maybe the mother, the grandmother, the great-great-great-grandmother, who's married to the Kohen, maybe she wasn't allowed to marry a Kohen. Maybe she was, God forbid, Lord, and she was raped by a guy, and no one knew. And she's married to a Kohen, her children are not Kohanim. They're Chalolim. So, but if that's the case, so then you don't have any more Kohanim. So I was Zocha to do Pidyon HaBen on my son. I made a bracha. How can I make a bracha? Maybe the Kohen's not a Kohen. This morning, they duch in the shul. How can they make a bracha? Maybe the Kohen's not a Kohen. So that's a whole discussion. Like, how far do you take this? So the Chazanish says that Minat Torah, the Kohanim that call themselves Kohanim, have the status of Kohanim. You don't have to worry. They can duch it. They can make the bracha. Feli can do a Pidyon HaBen on his son. Make a bracha. It's not a problem. But it's still, you see that there's still, it's still a discussion about it. Then the Shach over there says that on Erev Pesach, they would give challah to the Kohen Katan to eat, but not the rest of the year. And then he says, basically, we got to figure out why Erev Pesach it's okay, and the rest of the year, they don't let him eat it. Erev Pesach, they do let him eat it. The Gilead Maharshah over there in Yeridah sends you to the Magen Avraham over here by us. Tuf Nun Zayin, Magen Avraham Sifkatan Tes. The Magen Avraham by us discusses maybe it could be the great-great-grandmother wasn't fit for Kahuna. Then he says, he quotes the Shach. I think he quotes the Shach. And he says, it could be because Erev Pesach, there's a lot of matzah being made. So there's a lot of challah. So if you're not going to have the Kohen, who's Tahor, eat the challah, it looks like he's not really a Kohen. So we would let him eat the Kohen. We would let him eat the challah. But only in Erev Pesach. So Dirshu over here, in Tufnan Zayin, footnote 32, brings down the Chazon Ish, that Minat Torah is no problem. You don't have to worry about the brachas he's making on Duchening and the bracha that you make on your Pinyan Ben. Then he sends you, Dirshu sends us to the Magen Avraham, Reish Aleph Siddalit. We have a mitzvah, Vikidashto, to give cover to the Kohen. Kohen goes first. He gets the first aliyah. You're sitting together, you're eating together. Kohen gets to pick the biggest piece of schnitzel. He goes first. Someone told me he's at a barber. Guy walks in a long line. Guy goes, I'm a Kohen. He goes first. So the Magen Avraham writes that people are not so careful about this. And maybe the reason that people are not so careful is because of what's discussed over here, that maybe he's not really a Kohen. But the Mishabura concludes over there that the Chatzchila, for sure, you should respect the Kohen and treat him 100% like he's a Kohen. You don't have to worry, there's great-great-great-grandmother, something happened to her and she was not fit for Kahuna. Okay, the Mishabura discusses this over here. Look at the Mishabura Sifkatan Chavbeiz. She'ein ma'achilin. She'ein ma'achzik in esok ha'koin v'adai. We don't hold him to be a full-fledged 100% Kohen. Why? The Dilmon is chalala achas me'imosav. One of his mothers, mother, grandmother, great-great-great-great-grandmother, something happened to her and she wasn't fit for kahuna. Mekomakom ledina, but bottom line, das harav, the opinion of the Rama over here, kedei rishona, is like the first opinion. The notes on the katan of the gadol shatav of the kiryah, that maker, then you can give it to the kohen katan, or an adult that went to the mikvah. Shach, you're the estimation of Chabezos says, the cause of prima gadol, mekomakom lo ra'isi lino kain af bepesach. The prima gadol says, I never saw anyone do this even on Pesach. The Aruch HaShulchan at the end of the siman over here also says, we never saw anyone do this. However, Mishabur continues, Omim Medino Seinu, Yesh Be'ezim Akoma Shinosun the Kohen Gadol Shetav the Kiryah BePesach. There are places that Erev Pesach will give it. Ma'ayim B'Magen Avraham Shekos Atam Lamadavka BePesach HaMinag Vitin. Like we said before from the Magen Avraham, why Davka Erev Pesach? There is an idea to give it to the Kohen, let the Kohen eat it. So the Mishabur brings up on the Prima Gadim, we never heard of such a thing. Then he says, but there are places that do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we never saw such a thing. The Chachmas Adam says that in Vilna, there were those that had a minig to give Erev Pesach, the Chalas Chutz La'aretz, to the Kohen who went to the mikveh to eat it based on the Vilna Gaon. And in the Ma'isa Rav, it brings down that the Gra did it himself. The Gra would give his, on Erev Pesach, would give the Chalas Chutzlarts, the matzah, to a Kohen to eat. Bottom line, nowadays, I think we're back to what the Mishnah Berurah says when Prima Gadim, Rosh HaShulchan, that Lamaisa, no one does this today. No one nowadays has a Kohen in Chutzlarts eating Chala whatsoever, even though, again, May Ikra did its mutter. That's what we see from the Gra. That's what we see from the first opinion here in the Ramah, and the Ramah Yodeh that tells you what Bracha to make. Okay, so that is the conclusion of Siman Tov Nun Zayin, the Ramah.